Steve J. St. Clair, registered Republican. Position sought, House District 26 Representative. Mailing address, B264-2521 E Mountain Village Drive, Wasilla, Alaska, 99654. Email, stclairsj@gmail.com. Website, https://steve4housedistrict26.com/. Biographical information, age 54. Place of birth, Bremerton, Washington. Occupation, Representative, House District 26. Length of residency in Alaska, 25 years. Alaskan communities lived in Fairbanks, 2001 to 2003. Wasilla, 2010 to present. Education, Stadium High School. Microsoft Certified Systems Engineer. Bachelor's IT, TUI. Master of Business Administration, TUI. Military Service, U.S. Army, 1990 to 2010, MP. Combat Tours, Desert Shield / Desert Storm, in Operation Enduring Freedom. Political and Government Positions, ARP District Chair, President and CEO, Conservative Patriots Group. Co-author, UFL Budget Book. Legislative Aid, Representative Kathy Tilton, appointed by Governor Dunleavy to Representative for House District 26. Business and Professional Positions, U.S. Army, Military Policeman, Department of Emergency Services, Sergeant Major, Legislative Aide, Representative Kathy Tilton, Chief of Staff, Representative Thomas Baker, appointed by Governor Dunleavy to Representative for House District 26. Service Organizations Membership, NRA, Association of the United States Army, Wasilla Chamber of Commerce, Special Interests, Alaska, State Budget, Education, Health and Social Services, Public Safety, Corrections, Veterans Advocate. Position Statement, I am pro-life and believe that life begins at conception. As a legislative aide, I worked on pro-life legislation and remain committed to protecting the unborn. I strongly support the Second Amendment and the right of law-abiding citizens to keep and bear arms. In 2023, I carried HB 61, Limitation on Firearm Restrictions, on behalf of Representative Tilton in response to COVID. The bill was signed into law. I support Alaska's statutory permanent fund dividend. The legislature should either follow the law as written or change it through the legislative process, not ignore it. Alaska's education system is not meeting the needs of many students and families. Parents should have a meaningful voice in what their children are taught and where they receive their education. Education funding, including transportation and special needs funding, should follow the student, allowing families to choose the educational setting that best serves their child's needs. Alaska has a spending problem, not a revenue problem. State government spends too much on programs that lawmakers believe people need instead of allowing Alaskans to make those decisions for themselves. More resources should remain in the hands of families, and government should focus on its core responsibilities. There are programs that can be reduced or eliminated with little impact on Alaskans. The views expressed in this statement are from the candidate and not endorsed by the Division of Elections. The text of this statement was provided and paid for by the candidate in accordance with AS 15.58.030 and 6 AAC 25.690.